Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello. From the team that brings you classic ads from simpler times comes a look at some modern ads for complex times. Locked down, locked up, wherever you are, this is another one of our occasional looks at interesting ads on your screens right now, or right recently in this case. I'm Steve Cook. My co-host is Tony Williams. No, not that one, the other one. And today we're looking at some ads for Maltesers that ran in the spring of 2020 during the first UK COVID lockdown. In today's pod, you can look forward to a bit of friction between myself and Tones about the quality of the talent's knickers and what they say about veracity in advertising. Some chat about when a pot plant can be referred to as a bush. And we'll find out why one of the ads needs an MA certificate so they could show the results of some home baking. If you're trapped on the Zoom call of life, hit the video off button. Escape for a while and have a listen to this episode of A Short Walk and a Handshake. But please, do it with an open mind. And do it with love in your heart. All right, Tones.
Is it recording now?
Yes, it's okay. Recording. We're on air.
Live, direct from Mount Lawley. The rumble in the jungle. Back down to earth from Perth. It's the live walk of... No, not walk of shame. anyway, go on.
You carry on. You might as well carry on there. Yeah. Live, it's a short walk and
a handshake from the Mount Lawley studios on a Thursday morning.
From
Tony's kitchen.
From Tony Williams' kitchen.
No, it's like Hell's Kitchen, but...
No, not that Tony Williams, the other one. Right, so this week we're going to have a look at an ad for Maltesers that aired during the first UK lockdown. Okay, this ad has been done by AMVBBDO. AMV stands for Abbott Mead Vickers, doesn't it? Yeah. What does BBDO stand for?
Boil
budget dollar donation.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. There's four copyrights on this ad. Tim Riley, Jack Smedley, three copywriters, and George Hagforth Jones. There are two creative directors. Matt Swinburne and Polina Zebradoiska. I think Polina might be a woman.
I think so.
But all the copywriters are men. This is interesting because, Tones...
What? The ad is very female skewed.
There are no men in the ad.
No. Or, well, not physically, but it's a very... it's an ad packed full of female insight.
Do you want to take us through the ad, which is another one in this series of the lighter side of life ads for Maltesers? There are six ads in the series, and each one runs for 30 seconds. They were produced for social channels and catch-up TV, but mysteriously, four out of the six have since been tagged as private on the Maltesers YouTube channel and are no longer available for viewing by the general public. Not really sure what's going on there. Here's the audio from our favourite. We're calling it Saggy Pants. Unfortunately, this and the version with the shortbread that looks like a cock and balls are two of the ones that have gone missing. Videos for the versions that are still available to the general public are up on our YouTube channel. And as per usual, there's a link in the pod notes.
I'm going on my first ever video date in an hour.
Oh, wait, in that room?
What's wrong with this room?
That plant screams, I haven't had sex for years.
It's lying. I'm going to change it.
Now we know why.
I can't believe you're talking to us in your knickers.
My date knickers.
Sorry, what? We can't hear you over the plant screaming about your massive saggy pants.
Actually, they are very tight. Massive pants.
Well, I don't even like to call them ads because they're not ads in the classic sense. They are... It's like watching a short FaceTime with your friends or a Zoom. They are life. No, it's art imitating life. You have four friends in each corner of the screen, obviously having a lockdown chat and talking about things women talk about, I guess. What is interesting as an insight is that great scene in Trainspotting.
What are you talking about?
Football. And we never are. Like, we always think, well, I wonder what women talk about. You know, it's nails and stuff, but it's obviously not. They're just as much laddie as men. So I think men are enjoying it because it's a real insight to the jokes and the sort of sense of humour and the I don't think you get many men getting up and walking around in their underwear. But yeah, it's very frank and open. Chat amongst his friends and whilst they're having these little snippets of conversation, they're eating a Maltese, or one of them is, in a very natural way. And, you know, I've heard my own wife talk about, you know, what the kids have done, and yeah, they really are interested. And the baked goods, and they had a star, an astronomy theme, right? And so they made some stars and they're nice little star cookies. So these are the star cookies.
The children.
The children have made biscuits. Oh, look at that. Oh, nice. You know, and then she said, oh, this is the moon, which looked a bit not so much like a moon. And, oh, that's all right. And then finally she reveals the space rocket they made, which looks, I don't know, what's the word for a big 12-inch fat cock?
Phallus.
Phallus.
Looks like
it. It does. The spaceship has two thrusters on the bottom. And the nose of the spaceship, it looks like a big willy. It's funny, not because it's a willy, which we'd all laugh about. It's funny because the kids thought it looked like a spaceship. And I'm sure the mothers didn't say, why have you made that, you know, big knob?
And for adults, I think it is actually genuinely funny.
Oh, absolutely.
The visual payoff.
Yeah.
Is hilarious.
So that's what I mean. It's not like a man would laugh and go, "Woo knobs," right? Yeah. And then draw one of it's the fact that the kids didn't realise.
And I get the impression, I may have misinterpreted this, but it's almost like the mother doesn't see it either. There's that parental blindness.
Oh, mate, there's a possibility. I think
it could be seen two ways, but I liked the idea that she was blind to the fact that her kids had produced something that looked like a cock and balls.
She,
unless my memory of this ad is...
What a cock and balls look like. unless, what are you going to say?
Unless my memory's not that good. And she's playing it as a blank.
Well, no, you know what? I think that's when it cuts. That's why I don't remember the sign-off, because it's happened so quickly. And you look at it on a phone.
There's no voiceover sign-off. There's a pack shot, and I think it says Maltese's the lighter side of life. Or something along those lines.
Yeah. But I think, it cuts quite quickly out of that. And the thing is, when I watch it and watch any of these, I don't even like to suddenly think they're actors. And so did she realise or didn't she realise? They are all doing an amazing job at being very believable people. I mean, they are believable people. And Posh Spice occasionally sort of has that flicker of an actor. But everyone else is very natural. So I don't even think about anything so contrived. It's just very funny. The timing was great.
This ad's a lot different to the bulk of the other lockdown ads, isn't it? So the Zoom, the split screen Zoom look is not unique to Maltesers, but there are a lot of ads that have used what might be termed user-generated content, whereas this one is directed, it has a script, and it's obvious that they're actors.
I wondered how many they shot to get those good ones. Because the sort of thing I think as a writer, maybe that's why there's so many writers on it, because they're all little snippets, you know, like the kids making phallus-shaped objects, you know, that's a thing on a morning television show. So, yeah. You know, maybe everyone's got their own little stories. They probably shot a good 15 of them and then maybe ad-lib some of them. These are the best, I don't know.
Each one of them has a lovely little, my Dave Trot burn back thing, that little nugget, a bit of truth about the human condition. My other favourite is Posh Spice hiding under the stairs from the children.
Funny. Yeah.
They're saying, are you playing hide and seek? Oh, no.
No, I'm just hiding.
I'm just hiding.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Steph, where are you?
I'm in the cupboard under the stairs.
Why?
You know, the kids.
Are you playing hide and seek?
No, I'm just hiding. It's nice in here.
And again, you know, if you saw it on a script, you go, well, sounds a bit, you know, depending, yeah. But she actually makes it seem very real.
The talent are very good.
And yeah, they're all very good. They all look like, I would believe they're all friends as well. Because, you know, often when you get a group of people together, trying to make it look like they've got natural chemistry is hard. But I don't even think about it watching it, you know, until you sort of go, right, are they good performers? Are they this? And you go, oh, yeah, maybe. But yeah, very good. And I'm surprised I'm saying I like them so much. Mm. I think I like them especially because I feel I've just had a bit of a voyeuristic sneak peek into a woman's conversation.
The thing that I like about them is that they're very single-minded about the target audience. So like this Maltese's idea, the lighter side of life, has been running for a while in various guises and the proposition stays the same. There's a couple of lovely ads which include disabled actors and actresses.
I watched that, yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. This ad is also interesting because it's running on catch-up TV on Channel 4 only. So it's not running on terrestrial TV and it's running on digital channels, which makes it easier to make the to include the cock and balls payoff.
Yeah. I can't see the BBC having them. Yeah, definitely not. And that's, yeah, I mean, that's what, yeah, they would appeal to that audience. And it's good. And it's funny, yeah, so the lighter side of life, because when we originally talked about this, he said, well, what's the relevance of the product? You know, okay, somebody might be eating it or whatever. But just had that eureka moment where I suddenly realised, you know, we said the lighter side of life, it's not so familiar with us, but, you know, having that Zoom multi conversation has become a way of life. And I guess they're saying, if you're going to do it, just make the most of it. You can have a bit of a giggle. It's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Should we do that again with a bit more enthusiasm, please?
No, I have some criticisms. One of the criticisms that I have is that I think they missed a trick. So some of the ads are only 20 seconds long. Some of them are 30 seconds long. To me, you feel as though you're only just getting to know the characters before the let's call it an ad, but effectively it's a content piece. Mm. They've created some content pieces, a series of content pieces, and they're only 20 or 30 seconds long. I wanted to get to know the characters a bit more. It felt to me as though you could have actually done a very content-rich, very gag-rich, very...
Yeah, but that's the ad man speaking, and that's when it becomes a scripted TV ad that people go, yeah, this is an ad.
And this is the thing where I say, where a couple of the other ones, the scripts weren't good enough to keep me involved. I kind of dropped out. It's more a kind of a tonal thing where the script just isn't quite right. This is why I wanted to choose this one, because I feel like the script's almost perfect on this. It's really well done.
Sorry, there's the clapping one. They all give the sarcastic clap. Yeah. And there's one while you're putting on makeup because there's a nice-looking bloke down the road. There's the one that old plant looks like.
And I don't know whether it's the acting or whether it's the scripts, but I don't feel like, as a series, I don't feel that they hang together very well. And one of the things is that you alluded to is this whole the whole difficulty of creating work during a pandemic. This ad was created in 3 weeks from Wotago, from when the agency pitched the idea to actually getting it filmed, completed over Zoom. And so it's a very tactical. Well, it's a very tactical. It was filmed entirely over Zoom.
So they were in different locations.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it feels like it's a very tactical ad, and it's tactical because Maltesers or Mars, the owner, they don't feel to me as though they've got their heads around the relevance of trying to flog chocolate when 1,000 people a day are dying from
Mars
COVID.
A day helps keep COVID away.
Thank you.
You can have that.
You just solved that problem.
Let's look at what it is. It's a bit of entertainment to say, here's a lighter moment, you know. Mm. It's okay to have a laugh. I think when you start talking about that script didn't hang, that, well, life doesn't, you know. 10 minutes of our conversation wouldn't fit perfectly like a script into the next 10 minutes. And that's what's nice about it. You know, what I'd really like is that they all appear on different places on the screen each time. Sometimes one of them isn't paying as much attention. You can tell she's thinking about what she's going to have for dinner. That's what I thought was nice about it. And when you get, you know, a usual client comment saying, oh, can we make her look a bit young? Can we put her in this? Or she shouldn't really say that because, you know, you wouldn't say that. Well, can we make sure that plant is available in the read? You know, all that kind of stuff. Mm. And start to make it too much like a script and strategic. That's when they just become ads and people can see straight through that.
Yeah, and it's things like there's one of them where one of the actors is having a date and she wanders around on screen and she's wearing the big knickers.
Oh, it's not having a date. The plan looks like it hasn't had sex in a while. Instead, those knickers don't look like they haven't either.
And the gag is that, you know, she's wearing big saggy knickers, but in actual fact, she looks as though she's wearing an extremely expensive pair of...
No,
I wanted to see her in saggy, grey, old Marks and Spencer's knickers, because that's what people do in Zoom,
do they? I don't know. Well, Spencer, I don't think they're anything special. And the thing is, what I like about it is she's not got a model's ass. She's just a woman who's, you know, who's comfortable letting her ass cheeks be seen by her friends.
Maybe I'm being super critical. I felt like there were a lot of little details, a lot of script details, a lot of visual details that really didn't cut it for me.
But it's not a product ad. It's not saying the lifestyle of life, you know, better for you with the honeycomb center and everything. It's just from Maltese as a brand.
This is where it gets disingenuous. So the Mars marketing director, who I'm not going to name, said about this ad or the six
you just said who it is.
I'm not sure. He or she said, I'm not sure we'll get a sales metric out of this. So, okay, why are you running the ads?
Okay, why did John Lewis run a very expensive ads?
Then he went on to say, now is not the time because shopper behaviour is so different. But if we can be there and have brought a smile, that's the role the brand plays.
Yeah, it's a love mark. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the same as John Lewis had at Christmas. It's the same as, you know, Channel 9 say Merry Christmas to all the families. Yeah, it's a feel-good ad. And do you know what? Because they're on lockdown,
bullshit.
They have
it's not
all this budget
selling chocolate
that they can't spend. They can't spend it on reps putting little display stands. They can't spend it on any sort of event at the Formula One track or whatever it is they sponsor, or the fashion. They've got all this money to do something with. And I think there's a tagline there, the lighter side, and we've seen the ads where the models in the shop, they pass it by a fan and they're trying to show the literal advertising sense of light. This is just, you know, it's a take on a lighter side of life, and it's an ideal time to run it, you know? I think it's ideal. If they had spent a lot of money on it and tried to make it look, you know, like it's just a casual part of the vernacular and try to disguise it as an ad, I wouldn't be so happy. But it's simple, you know? I don't know why it took 3 weeks to shoot, but...
So why did they feel that they needed a director for this? You're saying he could have shot it with an iPhone or on a Zoom. This bloke won a Cannes Gold and a Cannes Grand Prix. How did he earn his money shooting this? I don't understand it.
Well, it was done on Zoom. You're not talking about the DOP, you're talking about the director, because you've got four people that need to be directed, because the reality is if you listen to a bunch of women talking on a Zoom, it'd be self-spoken senseless. You'd be asleep, because a lot of it's just humdrum boring, right? These are supposed to be the best snippets out of all of it. So if you're going to be a director and sit and listen to four women chat all day to wait for the good bits, I think that's more of a care worker than a director. And at the end of the day, they are talent, and you've got to direct someone to look natural. And I think, you know, good direction is invisible. And, you know, I didn't even give a thought to the director. I mean, any agency team worth their salt should have been able to do this themselves. That's what I said. I think it's very clever that it doesn't look directed. They look like they're friends enough that they can walk around in knickers, but they are professional women who there's also that sense of, you know, they're not sitting there picking their nose.
I have to say, in defence of you and Maltesers, the social media campaign is supporting mental health charity Mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And they're basically signposting where you can get help and get advice for people who are struggling during lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. There's a plus out of it. I mean, it's a bit difficult when you dig into it and go, we know you have mental health issues, but, you know, lighten up a bit.
Have some Maltesers.
But I think you look at it too... As I say, if it was a big, expensive blockbuster ad, I'd go, no, wankers. I think they're just a good idea. And he won the director one for direction, or the ad one for concept, or
I know the director has previously won.
All right,
I don't know whether this has won anything. We'll get to that at the end.
Okay,
brand
a bit weak. I would say 4. I only know it's Maltesers because I watched so many times we talked about it. It could have been Juicy Fruit for all I knew.
Yeah, the pack shot's a bit average at the end.
Well, they are consuming it during it. That's what I mean. Maybe the message is a little bit subtle. Maybe the client's got a bit hippie and gone, yeah, man. Like, you know, it's not putting these commercials in a minute. Do you want to borrow my pants? You know, but I don't think, guys, sorry, the risers, I don't think we can say her bush looks like it hasn't had sex for a while. Like, it's the plant. I don't know.
It's funny, you're articulating my criticism better than I am, because that is exactly why I don't like the ad. I do like the ad, and I don't like. I do like the ad, but I feel like it is a missed opportunity, because I don't. I think four women like that who are friends would have used the word bush instead of plant. And nobody can say, oh, well, we can't do that because we're showing this on ITV during Coronation Street. This has got an MA rating, and it's running against with a parental advice on digital channels.
Because it mentions the word sex, or because it's got pants?
Well, it's because it ends with
a big willy.
Baked goods that's got a cock and balls in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've articulated my criticism. Why did you know they could have used that word bush? Blubber.
Yeah, but then that would have been too crude. You know, they wouldn't. I don't think so. You know,
I think it's too crude. But I think you're right again. It would have been too crude for an ad that's selling chocolate.
And it would have been an ad. You know what I mean? It would have been too fake. You're talking about a sketch show, which this is supposed to be just a little snippet out of a real conversation. So you know, when women have their conversations, they'll sit there with a glass of wine and as if they're in the same cafe, but they won't sit there and, you know, scratch their stomach and get the, you know, the bits out, pick the nose. There still is a sort of a respected thing, a distance from them. So I think they wouldn't use the word bush. They'd use plant.
Okay.
And this is Britain after all, darling.
Okay.
We're not in the Perth suburbs.
Cast.
I think they were great.
Or casting.
Yeah, I thought they were great. As I say, there's one that stands out as being almost too good, but that's okay in a group. You know, everyone has the good-looking one.
I think you've got to give it five just for Posh Spice, haven't you?
Don't keep saying she's Posh Spice, but yeah. It's like in every group, there's a good-looking one and a weird one. If you don't know who the weird one is, it's you. So I think, I think cast is very good. It's a 4.6.
Okay, craft. Is there any craft in this?
Well, you know what? There is. It takes a lot of work to make something simple. You know, all your points that you made then, it could have overcomplicated it. I mean, it's, you know, about this being right or the pants weren't being right and they should have been this and baggy. That would have been too, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they kept it simple. It's got to be a 3.7.
And again, you're kind of articulating my argument in that there's a whole load of user-generated ads out there. They got an actor, they got four actors, they got a director, they got a script, even though the script was written by, for the four females, was written by three blokes.
I think that, again, I think they're three blokes' stories. Their life stories that they said, oh, I remember my wife did this, or my wife's friend did this, or I got a sister. That's why I reckon that those stories, because if you were, I don't, this is a big statement, but if you're a female writer, you probably wouldn't, it's like male writers. It's like saying, you know, when you speak a foreign language, you say, oh, I speak German. Oh, say something in German. So what do you say? You know, or when you're talking about
say something in woman.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You don't want to say so. I think, you know, it would take a man to recognise these are funny moments.
I would suspect that all the best bits out of all those ads were actually ad-libbed on the day by the cast.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see all the ones that didn't work.
Yeah. I'd like to see the outtakes, the bloopers, like a blooper.
I'd like to see a bloopers and all.
Oh, like Dennis Norden.
And why not?
Do a blooper rim. Okay, creativity.
Well, it is, you know, an ad piece of entertainment at the end of the day. I think creativity has got to be a 4.78.
4.7. We're going to give it a 4.8. We're not doing it. It's a decimal.
I mean, it's up there. It's good. We're talking about contemporary ads, not the classics, of course. Will it become a classic?
Gives us a grand total of 17.1.
Why did you roll your eyes when you said 17.1? Because you managed to add it up, or you don't think it deserves it?
Because I didn't add it up correctly first time.
17.1, yeah, it's not bad, because out of all the talent, the Posh Spice, I'd give her one.
All right.
Give her one? Out of 10, what is it? Out of 10, I'd give her one. Okay. Yeah.
All right, 17.1. I kind of feel like that's a fair score. I'm not going to argue with that, even though I'm, you know, not the world's biggest fan. The unnamed senior marketer at Mars, the sign-off in the press release was, my ultimate aim is to get our brands into the national culture.
Oh, God. Where's she from?
And he or she.
Oh, it's a she. It's got to be a she. I can tell it's a she.
In my opinion, is not going to do it with these ads. That's a no from me. No short walk on that one.
She's, only back to the immigration. She's not English, that woman. She's a foreigner. That's not an English person saying, I want to get it into the what was it?
It's English national culture.
No. Maybe if she spent time overseas.
Do you reckon that's somebody from the US?
No, not the US. No, it'd be much more eloquent than that. It's, I don't know, Scotland probably. I don't know.
I'm a bit underprepared. I don't know who owns Mars. Well, that's good, I think,
after Slayton. That, but that spoils it. She should be. I'd say she. I don't know. It should be fired. I want to get in. Yeah, maybe an award-winning ad.
You know, the press release. I don't know why she even don't open her mouth.
Well, she had to say something to be involved.
For the line, for the press release, I'm not sure we'll get a sales metric out of this. You know, fuck that shit.
She should be
honest.
Fired.
Be honest about it. What they're trying to do is sell chocolate in a lockdown. And yes, they're doing it, and they've got a nice tie-in with their mental health charity, which is great. But be a bit upfront about it. You know, you're not running the ad to lighten the national mood. Fuck off. You're running the ad because you feel like there's a creative opportunity that fits in with your proposition, the lighter side of life.
The agency thought there was a creative opportunity, right? The client wanted to justify it. So, and that is done through the sense that it's a lighter side of life. You know, if you only go out once this week, when you see our product, we want you to feel good about it and grab it, okay? That's what it is. It's like, it's not buy chocolate. It's, I feel good about our product because you don't feel good about much at the moment. So why they have to over justify it? See, she never said, I reckon that's the sort of client that on the day would have been thinking, oh, I don't know, is Terry's going to be happy that they said that? Oh, I'm not sure. I won't say anything now. Oh, I didn't say anything on the day, but when people were like that.
Guys, can we do another take? But instead of using the word bush,
can we use
the word
vagina?
Can you use the word foof?
Yeah, her foo-foo. Your foo-foo looks like it hasn't been watering for a while. The beef curtains look like they haven't been drawn. The bacon looks a bit crispy. Sorry, love, you can't dry. It's that would have been the Birmingham one. Okay. That was funny. Yeah, sorry, can we do the one about where they're playing Scrabble again and they make rude words and they all think it's really funny? They're like Ross off Friends. Because the client, obviously, I say as a woman, she obviously saw herself in one of those women.
The thing that I do love, just to end on a really positive note, is all the way through all this work, The Lighter Side of Life, it's all the target audience is female and they've set their stall out very, very clearly and created a series of ads that are inclusive, female-based. As I say, there's a couple of ads with disabled people in, but there's a lot of multicultural influences in it. He's such a cunt, honestly. He's such a cunt.
So, but I think, look, that was the other ad, was it? Oh, yeah. I think, it is for women, but it's for the men. As in...
Oh, fuck yeah. I bought Maltesers because they don't make you fat.
Well, not everyone, obviously, right?
Can you imagine what this could look like if Maltesers made you fatter?
Well, they don't, but you just shouldn't eat a box for them next time.
Well, you can't not eat an entire bag, can you?
I've eaten so many Maltesers, burnt my mouth. Like, the chocolate has literally burnt my mouth.
Yeah, but you're not doing it properly. You have to drink milk at the same time.
Well,
it takes away
that it used to sweat.
Your mouth never dries out if you have milk. Try it.
You'll love it.
I can get through an entire family bag, piece of piece.
In fact, I've done two during this conversation. It's
shouldn't be boasting about it, shouldn't it? I'm sat here like fucking.
That's all right. They can hear you
freezing. 3 pounds of lard in a 2 pound bag.
Was it a rubbish bin bag full of cottage cheese? It is for women, but it's like, I think it's for men as well. So, you know, when they're down at the gas station picking up the fags and a copy of the exchange mark, they'll pick up some. Yeah, it's good.
I think
we've managed to talk for 30 minutes about a 20-second ad, and I think the fact that you were disappointed, one was 20 and one was 30. If you can't stretch it out to go, okay, can you make this exact real-life conversation last exact? We can't even do it. I'm funny.
Allegedly.
What, you're reading the news now?
Okay, we're good.
You really didn't like that, did you?
I did. I just
feel like I've eaten too many Maltesers now and I feel a little bit sick at the end of it.
I felt there were too many missed opportunities. And if you go back and look at all six, the scripts are really, really clunky. This one is a good script. It's lovely. And I just love the cock and balls reveal at the end. I really like that one.
See, as you keep saying those words, I just... cringe as you say them. She manages to pull it off without saying them with the words. You know, that's what makes it funny, I think. Yeah. I'm going to have to watch her again just to make sure she knew or not.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and... because maybe
she grasps it well. There's definitely a firm hold on that. And I can guarantee the bloopers, she probably goes like that whilst they're waiting to shoot. Oh, dear.
I try not to watch these things too many times because otherwise...
we become tainted people like us. I want to talk about them 20 years later.
Well, I know that you're still, you know, living... back in the land where you and Jennifer were walking out together.
When jeans fitted me without the elasticated waist. And I used to buy clothes to go, they look good, rather than, oh, these feel all right. You know you've gotten too old when you try a pair of shoes, like, oh, those are comfortable. And you walk back and forth. Don't even look at them in the mirror. Yeah, these are good.
What does, what's his name, Flanagan, say about buying shoes? Where he goes to the shoe shop and he tries on a pair of shoes and the little shop assistant comes back and goes, do you like these shoes? And he goes, I don't know yet. And he gets a text from his wife.
Oh, brilliant.
And he goes, no, I don't like
them. No, I don't like them. That's brilliant. Okay. All right.
Thanks very much, Tones.
Thank you, Steve.
Wrapping it up
again. Good outside of life.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.